Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, unlike Petey, I can't sit around and watch Ravens Browns from September. I have to watch current sports when I'm watching sports. The AAF, I do want to watch the AAF. My dad was telling me that it was a pretty decent sport. The football, the new league, right?
Yeah, it's worth a look.
Right, but I happen to be watching only because, be careful, I know a lot of people don't watch the NBA, at least our friends, but I'm watching the Celtic game last night, and who did Kevin McHale call a dickhead? I heard it. The live mic goes, "Yeah, I used to go up against him all the time. Dickhead." Another guy goes, "Yep, yep." Then they go, "Welcome back live."
Oh.
So then they go to the commercial, because then it was like the call part of that game. They go to the commercial, come out of the commercial, and he goes, "I'd like to apologize for a word I said back there." And I got on the Twitter almost immediately, and Awful Announcing had just said, Kevin McHale just called a guy a dickhead.
They didn't specify who?
Well, they were talking about a player off the air, like we do here.
Yeah.
We talk about people off the air, sorry. And they turned the mics back. Well, they went live to him, and they were waiting for him, and he said, "Yeah, I used to go up against him all the time. He's a dickhead."
Okay, so it was a guy from his era.
From his era, exactly.
Who were they playing?
Well, they were playing the Sixers. Celtics playing the Sixers last night, and McHale was on the call from TNT. But he said, "Yeah, he's a dickhead." And it's just great, because it's a great clip. Just hear him say dickhead is great. Yeah, he's a dickhead. And then the announcer goes, "Yeah, yep, 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 yep." Then he goes, then you hear the announcer go, then you hear the player go, "Welcome back." And
we're live.
Well, according to Deadspin, they've got a post here that says it was a trainer for the other team, maybe. Or maybe for the Celtics.
The day he called a dickhead?
That he called a dickhead.
Do you have the audio? We can say dickhead. I said dickhead, you know.
I think so. Let me play it once first over here.
Okay, yeah, check it out. I got to hear
that.
But
he said he used to go up against him.
Well, I didn't, like I said, it, he
does
was
a
just,
guy go from player to trainer?
No.
He was kind of, you don't make that move.
No, he was kind of mumbling, and I don't know who they were talking about, because you're right, you don't really hear it. You hear it just him saying, "I used to go up against him. He's a dickhead." And I go, yep. So who knows? We'll try to figure out who was a dickhead. That could take all day.
Yeah.
Plenty of them out there.
Craig
Evans and Petey Mack will be here, too.
Middle season NBA. Watched late season dog show.
we can't yell at each other at all right now. Because you're just pretty bad.
Hey, this is Westminster.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
this
about.
This is it.
Jesus.
This is best in show.
Well, like we tell other people, you have other TVs, man. You have other TVs. I know you like dogs, but I know you don't like the dog show. Holy crap.
No. It just happens to be there.
I know, but you have other TVs.
And then when I run across,
you walk past it like I do when my wife's watching The View.
One time I wanted to name one of the puppies Bean. and
like flicked that beam.
Yep. And I got shot down. Yep. And I noticed there was a dog, and I don't know.
Was it a bean color? Is that what you didn't want?
No, no. The dog was because
had a mean bean.
It had that little green collar.
Got it.
So Christy kept calling the little green bean, and
I said,
shorten it to Bean.
Yeah, name him Bean.
And nobody did.
No.
But there was a dog
called it Bean.
Dog named Bean that I was cheering for, but I don't know how he ended up
cheering for.
But I think the runner-up was it's a Havanese, but it looks a lot like your dog. It's the official dog of Cuba, but it's no Bichon. It's mostly
mine's Shih Tzu Bichon.
Okay, this
one official dog of Cuba.
Cuba, yeah.
It's Cuba, and it's a Shih Tzu Bichon.
Yeah, and this one looks like
what I call my dog,
a Bichon, and some terrier won the best in show.
All right, good to know. All right. Anybody call anybody a dickhead?
No.
That judge is a dickhead.
No, but bet you you get the mic behind the scenes at that dog show.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty catty and competitive there, too.
We all watch that.
I think it was the trainer he was talking about.
Oh, really?
Because he says, I used to go at it with that guy all
at
the time.
At it with him. So when he said at it, I shouldn't be played against him.
Because there was a trainer on screen talking to Jimmy Butler.
Got it. And he used to be the selling trainer.
Apparently, maybe.
Or he was always a Sixer trainer, and trainer would give him crap on the court.
Or he worked for the Rockets because
McHale was
the head coach of the Rockets.
Yeah, he was. A long time, yeah.
Because this guy looked pretty young to have worked when McHale was a player.
Got it. And he called him a dick.
Yeah.
That's great.
I sent the audio over to Craig.
It happens all the time. They just don't catch it.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
That's why we need more mics dropped inside huddles.
Exactly.
A little less censorship. Less worrying about what the kids are going to hear. Yeah. The kids hear that in their junior high huddle.
Well, see, my wife didn't know who McHale was. She goes, people get fired for that. I said, not Kevin McHale.
No.
Not Kevin McHale.
Not
and
this
if he
guy.
Did, he doesn't care.
He's a Celtic legend. You know, he's not some Joe Tessitore calling somebody a dickhead. He's Kevin McHale. We talked to Kevin one time. Craig Evans will be here, like you just mentioned there. PD Mac will be in a little later on. Our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop up. Midweek comedian Nick Allen.
And Gilbert Gottfried joins us.
He's a weekend kind of guy.
Yeah.
Gilbert's great. He's going to phone the program, talk about his podcast. And I guess you can hire him to give Valentine's greetings, right?
Or other greetings, right?
Yeah. Anything you want to do.
Yeah, any sort of personalized video greeting. It's a service called Cameo that some celebrities will sign up for, and for a fee, they'll record you a personal video message.
I don't want to get into it, but actually, I don't want to know, Todd, sometimes, but because we mentioned before off the air, there was, when it comes to Facebook, for some reason, our name comes up, even when we're not involved in the comments.
Uh-huh.
If it involves radio, talk shows, whatever. But the woman who called in yesterday, Joe, who made it, said it was a bucket list, and she got on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, and she put it on her Facebook page, and I was afraid to read the comments.
Oh, I think
they're all positive.
Yeah, I think most of them were positive.
Most,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I didn't see a bad one.
Okay, good.
Because
she's a cool lady.
It was her bucket list. They're not going to brain on her parade.
Oh, that's true. There are people who are actual friends out there. I forgot about that.
There are people
actual people friends out there
on Facebook who have just friends. You know,
it's crazy. It's crazy because I had a photo. I didn't put it on the Todd and Tyler Facebook page, but I had a photo that I have downstairs. Long story short, there's a club I used to go to back in Pennsylvania. It was a big club during the 80s, and we used to host a lot of stuff there. But I found a photo of me and some old guys I used to work with in radio. And it was a decent-looking photo, but it's a long time ago. And I put it up on this club. It's a Facebook place for this club, this rock club that was around for years. And I've decided to share it on my personal page. And besides some friends saying, hey, you look like you like Kenny Loggins because it was the mid-80s and I was younger, blah, blah, blah.
You do look like Kenny Loggins.
And that photo I did. I didn't realize that. So then people I knew from back in the day and old people used to go to the club. I had a lot of people say, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. But then there were some douchebags on there. What could they really say, you know? You're like Kenny Loggins. Ooh, well, that's a lot worse people than Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, I thought I'm going to post stuff on my personal page.
It gets better. Yeah, there weren't any total dicks. Right. There weren't any total dicks.
Most people are decent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when I go to other people's pages.
Or the Todd and Tyler page, which is brutal. But follow us there, by the way.
Yeah, and comment a lot, because we don't really read them.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
In fact, we have Puss point out one. Hey, there's some good ones that came.
Yeah.
And then we might read a few
of
those.
It's called reaction, and we win that battle. People understand that. No reaction's the worst.
Yeah, the sex dungeon house seemed to get a nice reaction yesterday.
Good. Yeah.
And the thing about our TNT page, we really don't put anything political up there.
No, I don't even put the political stuff on my personal Facebook page either.
No.
Or even my Twitter, but I will comment on other people's Facebook page about politics because people are stupid. And that's being kind, actually. Yeah. That's being kind. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Gilbert Gottfried, Nick Allen. I think Nick was out the Elton John show last night.
I saw that.
Yeah, I saw he tweeted out he was at the Elton John show last
night. I think
he
was getting dragged to that, but it seemed like he might have
like
actually
Elton
had
John?
A good time.
You don't like Elton John?
Okay. He mentioned getting dragged to some show here recently.
Craig couldn't get his tickets. And I didn't really want to go anyway. I mean, I like Elton John, but I've seen him.
Yeah.
And it's a Tuesday night.
It's a school night. And
I want to go to the school night for the Kiss show in a couple weeks.
I'm afraid that, I don't know how much Lion King stuff he does.
I'm afraid of that, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear any of that.
Really?
From what I saw the set list when a tour started back in the fall, and it was like
his hits.
Pretty much nothing past about 85.
Dude, let me tell you.
That's perfect.
That's good.
I don't want to hear anything after 85 anyway. I don't want to hear any of those movies. I never watched any of those movies anyway. And to me, they were just soundtrack songs. They weren't songs I want to hear.
When I was a little boy,
I
was a big Elton John fan. Right. And then he, started going.
I don't even mind the slow songs.
All soft rock.
I don't even mind those. Yeah. Compared to the soundtrack stuff.
Oh yeah,
that was brutal.
I can live without that, but I can also live without songs like "Little Genie" and "Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word."
But they're big hits now.
I know.
Compared to the crappy plays now.
Okay.
So good for Elton.
Give me a little Saturday Night's All Right
he's
for Fighting.
Do that.
All right, Benny and the Jets. All the Girls Love Alice. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Border Song, Tiny Dancer, Philadelphia Freedom, Indian Sunset, Rocket Man, Take Me to the Pilot, Someone Saved My Life Tonight, Leave On, Candle in the Wind, Funeral for a Friend.
He did Funeral for a Friend? Cool.
Really?
Burn Down the Mission, Daniel, Believe, Sad Songs, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Bitch is Back, I'm Still Standing, Crocodile Rock, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, End of Main Set. Encore, Your Song, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Man, that's excellent.
Oh,
that's a great.
That's not bad.
That's everything. And that's nothing. That's not Lion King crap.
Nope.
The other people there were some people there to hear that crap, though, too. You know they were. Where's your Lion King? Shut up.
We would have left probably before the bitch is back.
Well, because it's freaking late.
It's a school night. Oh, you missed the bitch's bath.
All right.
So. Damn.
But that's a pretty good set list.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's what you want to hear from Elton.
Yeah, because he's leaving.
Sure. That's a great.
Unlike Kiss, I think Elton will leave, you know.
That's a greatest hits list right there.
All right. Craig Evans in a few. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.